The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, a very warm welcome and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. Really excited to be doing the podcast here this week as it is the 2019 Cheltenham Festival. For this edition of the podcast, I'm joined by Gareth Topham. Gareth, great to see you. Are you as excited as everybody else for the Cheltenham Festival?
Probably not. yeah, I'm looking forward to it at the same time.
Looking forward to it. You're more of an Aintree man, aren't you? You like your Aintree.
I like Aintree. Yeah, I do like Aintree. It's just not quite as intense as Cheltenham, is it? And I quite like that. And certain colleagues of mine would say, well, it includes the best race in the business as well, but which I suppose in many ways is right. It's nice that it's now upon us. You know, there's months and months of prep and hype, isn't there, coming into this meeting?
There is.
It's lovely when it arrives, and yeah, we're set for a week of very, very exciting sport. The best that racing has to offer in this country, I think.
Yeah, very much agree. So tomorrow then, it is a day one of the Cheltenham Festival. We'll be getting the selections, or the two selections, from Gareth very, very shortly. Now, as always, when we record the Tuesday edition of the Racing Podcast, we do, of course, record it 24 hours beforehand. And on this edition, like we do every single week, we always ask the questions to the pundit of the Monday jury from the Racing Post. And this podcast will be no different either. So no surprise that all the Monday jury questions are Cheltenham Festival related. And I'll read them out exactly how they are printed in the Racing Post, Gareth. So the first one is, right, straight in with it. Who is your banker for the Cheltenham Festival?
Altior.
Okay. So that's short and sweet.
He's 4-9. I was having a little look this morning. I think he should be half that, really.
Yeah, really?
I think 1-4, 1-5 isn't ridiculous. I think 4-9 is a great price.
And which favourite are you most uncertain about?
Bouvardet.
Okay. To be honest with you, I agree. I think Apple's Jade will beat him. I really do.
Yeah, I think there's a very strong female contingent in the race this year. It's fantastic that Apple's Jade and Larina, Verdana Blue, you know, they're all turning up against Bouvardet. And I reckon this is possibly a little bit stronger than what Bouvardet has contested so far at Cheltenham with regards to champion hurdles. He only scrambled in against Mellon last year, don't forget. Mellon's a big price to win it this time round. I think that Bouvardet is going to have quite a bit on his plate this time.
And I would echo them as well, because I really fancy Apple's Jade to win the champion hurdle. Right, next one. Is it the correct call to run Fakir de Dairies in the Supreme and Defi de Soy in the JLT?
No, the other options were for Fakir de Dairies to run in the Triumph, but they've got Sir Eric to run in that. So, and Sir Eric is many an Irish punter's idea of the banker of the meeting. So although Fakir de Dairies has been switched to the Supreme, where by now he's going to be taking on his elders,
yep,
he could well be up to it. I think it's a wide-open Supreme Novices hurdle, and Fakir de Dairies really impressed me when he won on Trials Day. I know that was on the new course, but any rain that's fallen in the last week, and I think they do a little bit more rain the night going into the meeting, I think that will be in his favour. He seemed to have quite a high knee action when he won on Trials Day, I seem to recall.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the horse. He could well be up to it. And Defi de Soy running in the JLT, well, his other option was the Arkel.
Yep.
He's obviously got plenty of speed, this horse. He jumps well, but the JLT is probably a softer race. I don't think either race are overly strong this year. But Defi de Soy, yeah, I think it is the right decision, because his main rival seems to be the horse that he's been rivaling all season in, Lost in Translation of Colin Tizard. So it should be a good race between the two. And yeah, I think in both instances, they've made the correct decisions to go where they are going.
Next question. Which horse do you think will outrun their odds at the festival? I've actually got one for this as well.
Glad you have.
Shall I go first?
First.
I'll go first. Right then. The one I think will outrun Their odds at the festival for me is in the Triumph Hurdle on Friday. And at the time of recording here with William Hill, Tiger Tap Tap is 14-1 with us here. Trained by Willie Mullins in the Rich Richie Silks. Two starts for Willie Mullins since joining him. Remember, on debut for Willie, it was in that great battle with Sir Eric in that maiden hurdle at Leopardstown over Christmas. In my opinion, ran a bit below par in the Grade 1 at Leopardstown back in February. And I think at 14-1, I don't think we've seen the best of him. And I think at 14-1, Tiger Tap Tap has the each-way value in that particular race. Whether or not now is the time for him to beat Sir Eric remains to be seen. But I think he's got a great chance of running into placings.
Okay, I'll go for a horse in the bumper then. A horse called Nobby, who I actually called winner point-to-point bumper at Barbary a season ago. And since then, he's won twice, both around Warwick, which, similar to Cheltenham, is left-handed, quite undulating. He's been on top quite significantly in both of those races. I think he's around about 25-1, 33-1 in a place. He's trained by Alan King. As we say, unbeaten so far. And he just looks a really nice prospect. And again, it's an open bumper. Willie Mullins doesn't seem to have the big contingent that he usually has for the race. So perhaps it's time for a UK winner of this great race. And yeah, I'm going to go each way Nobby for the champion bumper. I say he's unbeaten. He actually got... He was beaten in his first bumper at Warwick. He's won two bumpers at Warwick since then. So he's won three bumpers at Warwick. And he won that point-to-point race as well. I just really like him. He was very impressive, I thought, last time when winning by eight lengths from some fair sorts. So, yeah, he's deserved to take his crack at this. And, yeah, I think at around about 33-1, he could be a little bit overpriced.
So I'll tell you what then. Let's join these together and say that our each-way double is Nobby in the champion bumper and Tiger Tap Tap in the Triumph Hurdle. So that could be our each-way double for the listeners, yeah?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Next question. Who do you think will be top trainer and top jockey?
Top trainer, probably Gordon Elliott, although I think Paul Nichols is slightly overpriced.
Yep.
Both are going to have runners in the grade ones. Both are going to have runners in the handicaps. I do think Paul Nichols is slightly overpriced. The season that they're having at the moment, they're coming into this meeting in great form as well. I think he's around about 10-1. He was the last time I checked a day or two back. So I can see Paul Nichols definitely being a trainer who's going to have a very good week. But Gordon Elliott, you have to respect plenty of his all week. He's going to be firing loads of darts at the handicaps. He's going to have runners in the big grade ones as well. So, yeah, Gordon Elliott, although that's probably rather obvious, at bigger prices, if you're looking to back something at a bigger price or someone at a bigger price, I'd go Paul Nichols.
And who catches your eye in the handicaps?
I've not studied the handicaps massively so far, but there is a horse that is entered on the last 2 days, I think, called Not Another Muddle, who is entered to run in both the Grand Annual and also the, I'm going to say the Marybelle Plate, which is the 2.5 miler on Thursday. Yeah, he's 20-1 with us here at William Hill for the Brown Advisory and Marybelle Stable Plate. That's on Thursday, and he's 10-1 for the Grand Annual. Very likeable horse. He's lowered the colours of some fine sorts so far this season. He jumps well. Yeah, I think whatever race he goes for, I think they're probably going to lead towards the Grand Annual. I could be wrong in saying that, don't quote me. But yeah, I just really like him. He's trained by Gary Moore. Not Another Muddle for either of those races, Thursday or Friday.
So they're the thoughts then of Gareth. A little bit myself as well from the Monday jury in the Racing Post. Now, of course, tomorrow, as we say, it is day one. And we always ask you your two selections ahead of Cheltenham. But what I will say to you, Gareth, is that with it being Cheltenham, if you have got more, by all means, give us more. But two will be absolutely fine. So, tomorrow, Supreme, the Arkle, the Ultima, the Champion Hurdle, the Mares, the Close With Us Novice Handicap, and the National Hunt Challenge Cup Amateur Riders Novices Chase, the Grade 2 to finish the card on day one. So what will be your first selection, please, Mr. Topham?
I think Fakir Duderi has got a cracking chance in the Supreme. I really like him, so he's going to get my vote at Cheltenham. I think Lorena will win the Champion Hurdle tomorrow, so I'm going to go for those two at Cheltenham.
You want to give one more little mention, don't you, Gareth?
Well, I'm at Sedgefield tomorrow, and a mare that I have a share in goes for a run. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to calling her. If the ground was faster than what it's going to be, I fancy her quite a bit more. It's a pretty weak race. She is not going to be overly in love with the underfoot conditions, but as I say, it's not a great race. And, you know, she stays, she jumps. Yep. Hopefully she'll give us a good run for our money. I'm looking forward to calling her. It's the first time I would have. So, yeah, Rococo Style, her name is, by the way. She runs in halfway through the card at Sedgefield tomorrow. But, yeah, the two Cheltenham selections would be quite a bit more confident.
And how will that be to call you the horse what you own as the winner tomorrow at Sedgefield?
We'll find out tomorrow afternoon.
We'll keep an eye on that commentary. There, Gareth, thank you very much for your time, and thank have a great festival. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. William Hill Racing Radio will be live from 1 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. Ken Pitterson will be live at Prestbury Park for us, and your team on Racing Radio for Tuesday afternoon and evening as well. Mark Walton will be presenting in the afternoon. I'll be presenting in the evening, and the pundits are Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount. Have a great Cheltenham Festival, and tune in to the Racing Podcast throughout the whole of the week as we talk more Cheltenham.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.